I may offer a view. I think every standard is a case apart. If you take the example of IFRS 9, that was conceived as an exercise of reducing the complexity in financial instruments. And I can see that compared to IAS 39, it is more simple and it has brought some conceptualizations to the pre-existing elements. Then, of course, maybe it didn't go farther enough. For example, for the liabilities, we still have the same complexity as before, and in addition, it is not converged and symmetrical with the assets. So we are left with this asymmetry. So I don't think it's necessary true for all the standards. Then, of course, when it comes to IFRS 17, there is a big complexity because it is a big change that was waited for 20 years, and it is trying to accommodate divergences that may be in the banking industry were reduced at least in two different steps, the first with IAS 39 and the second with IFRS 9. So trying to reduce the divergences that may exist in the products, in the jurisdictions around the world, and trying to combine everything in basically two models, the general model and the variable fee approach, that has been a big effort. And of course, it comes at the cost of several options that were designed to increase the acceptance of the new standard. So I'm not sure it is the perfect standard, but we can say that it is better than it was before. So again, it depends from standard to standard, but without any doubt, the insurance industry, the insurance products are complex and can be even more complex because, for example, the IASB didn't consider to broaden the risk mitigation option. But there may be a case for further working in the future on how to mitigate that part. So this is a bit my view. There is complexity in the reality, and these standards are complex because they are trying to tackle the complexity. Maybe it's, I mean, I would say that we have to see them one at times. Not there is not a general tendency.